Sex and Money with Jess is a podcast dedicated to helping you deepen your relationship with yourself and others when it comes to sex and money. I'm your host, Jess, and my mission is to give you the tools to step outside of your comfort zone and into your empowered self. Here, I encourage you to let go of shame and societal pressures and reimagine your future the way you want it. If you're ready to gain more confidence, feel sexier, and become more secure in your finances, I invite you to put on your favorite outfit, pull out your bank statements, and let's get started. Hey, I hope everything is going well for you. Today, I want to talk about the expectations surrounding needing to have sex with your partner and how to navigate it if you're not in the mood. I think society has taught us, especially women, that it is our job, it is our duty to please our partner. Whether or not that comes from media, our religious upbringings, stories we've been told by parents, other adults, friends, family members. There's a narrative surrounding the fact that sex needs to be a priority in any sort of relationship. And while I personally do think it's important, that isn't always the case, nor does it being important to me mean that I always have to deliver, that I always have to show up and be sexual. There are plenty of times when I don't feel like having sex. And sure, during some of those times, I feel a little bit guilty that I'm not in the mood to have this connection with my partner. And the guilt isn't coming from my partner. It's coming from teachings that I've grown up with. It's coming from this desire to connect with my partner, but it doesn't mean that I want to connect with them in a sexual way. But then my question goes, why don't I want to connect with them in a sexual way? Or how else do I connect with them? And it can create conflicting emotions within your body, which then turns around and makes you not want to have sex even more. Or it makes it more difficult for you to connect with your partner, especially if one of the only ways that you and your partner are connecting is through sex. And so I want to challenge you to think of ways that you can connect with your partner outside of sex. If your partner were to come to you, or say vice versa, you were to go to your partner, and one of you wants to have sex, but the other doesn't, how do you navigate that? Do you immediately just throw up a wall and go, cool, you don't want to have sex, and walk away? And then both of you sit there feeling one rejected on one part of the party, and then the other party feels guilty or unsure or uncertain, and then it creates further disconnect between the two of you or three of you, or however many are in your relationship. Or do you pause and you meet each other with understanding? Partner who wants to have sex, do you try to listen to the partner who doesn't want to have sex and understand what it is going through their head or what they're feeling in their body and discover what it is that they need and what it is that they want in the moment? And then for the person who is being asked to have sex, are you pausing and trying to figure out what it is that your partner would appreciate as a substitute in the moment for having sex? I am a huge proponent of not forcing anything. So if a partner doesn't feel like having sex, we don't pressure them into having sex. We don't pressure them into changing their mind. What we do is we meet each other in the middle. Okay, you don't want to have sex. What's going on? Is it your period? Is it you're not feeling sexy? You're not feeling like yourself? Do you just want to be held? Is there something in your mind that has you preoccupied, that you're not able to detach from it, that I can help pick up? Are you overwhelmed with work? Are you overwhelmed with the household chores? Are you overwhelmed with the children? Where can I step in and make it easier for you to connect with your body and to connect with yourself so that we can share a moment of intimacy together? It still doesn't need to be sex, but I would like to share a moment with my partner of us connecting outside of our everyday life. And then for the partner who doesn't want sex, approach your partner and ask, hey, I don't feel like being sexual with you right now, but I hear you that you want to connect. I hear that you want the two of us to have some sort of intimacy between us. Right now, this is how I'm feeling. Would it be okay if we just cuddle? Would it be okay if we make out? Would it be okay if once I get the next load of laundry in, that I come up to the bedroom and we go to bed early and just hang out, the two of us in our bed together? Asking them what would help make them feel connected to you outside of a sexual encounter. And through that conversation, you guys can determine a way to make both of you feel like your needs and your desires are being met. And the beautiful thing about it is there is no pressure to perform. There is no pressure for one party to feel like they have to show up in a way that they don't want to show up. And it also allows for the two of you to connect deeper and learn about each other more, so that in the future, as your relationship progresses, you might be finding yourself having more sex because your partner can predict your needs and predict your wants and be like, oh, my partner's extra stressed today. I can see it in their body language. Let me go and take care of X, Y, and Z. And then that way tonight, they can just relax. And then we can spend time together. And sometimes when the stress has been taken away, and when both partners can come together and relax and just be present with each other, it can lead to more sex. It can lead to more availability and comfortability, both mentally and physically, to having sex. Or maybe you notice that your partner isn't feeling themselves in the outfit they chose for the day. They're lacking confidence. It allows you to reach across the aisle and make your partner feel wanted and desired. Your needs more foreplay. It's a weird word for me to use because it's not something that I have in my vocabulary. Because I feel sex is an all-day flow thing. You don't just walk into a bedroom and have sex. It's all about your connections and your communication and the desire for each other throughout the day-to-day busyness. So if your partner leaves for work and they're looking absolutely handsome, tell them that. Send them a text message. Tell them you can't get the thought of their beautiful eyes out of your head. And it's these moments that we get to create intimacy through that can then open the door to more sex, to the desire to have more sex. Or even if you weren't feeling it earlier, while you're laying there in bed with each other, you become deeper connected. And then the next thing you know, you're having sex with your partner, not out of obligation, not out of guilt, but because you're feeling intimate, because you're feeling close, you're feeling safe. It doesn't mean that just because you fold the laundry for your partner or because you're cuddling in bed that sex is going to happen, because anybody can say no at any point. But what it does mean is that you build a stronger bond and you build a different playing field of intimacy that allows room for that safety, for that want. And when we can have that space and when we can have that connection with our partner, it makes it a lot easier to say yes to sex, but it also makes it easier to say no to sex. because we know that the obligation isn't there. We know that our partner isn't going to be angry with us if we don't have sex with them. And it also, it makes the rejection or the saying of no easier to take, because you're not just being completely shut off. It's just, hey, not that tonight, but I would also like to do this with you. I would also like to spend time with you because I love you and I want a connection with you, and I want our bodies to just be held in peace. I want our bodies to just be held in safety. I want our bodies to just feel comfortable and to breathe together and to feel the soft velvet touch of your lips against mine. I don't need anything more than that. I just need you and your presence and your being and your humanity here in my arms with me tonight or today or whenever. And that is the beauty of learning how to be intimate with your partner outside of sex, because it can just be fulfilling in and of itself without the added pressure. Our jobs as humans isn't to just bang one out. Our jobs as humans is to grow and love and be in relationship with each other in a multitude of ways. And having intimacy woven throughout the entire relationship, varying degrees, so that we get to show up 100% as ourselves in a day, in a moment, and feel comfortable and safe. But also getting to enjoy beauty of sex when it truly aligns with our feelings and our emotions and our body and our partnership. So the next time that you're feeling unsure as to whether or not you want to have sex, the next time you're feeling rejected by your partner when you initiate sex, take a pause, take a deep breath in, and then find a way to connect with each other, taking sex off the table, and learn about each other through that. And then maybe sex will happen, or maybe you'll find a different level of being with each other. Enjoy intimacy in all of its different forms. I love you all. Enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your week, whatever comes to fruition. I love it. Have a good day. Thank you for listening. I hope this episode left you feeling more confident in the future you are creating. I would love to hear your thoughts on the podcast, so please leave a review. And remember, sharing is caring. If you know somebody who could benefit from this podcast on their own personal journey, please share it with them. What I know we need more of in this world are people who are thriving in their financial and sexual lives. And if you're ready to dive in deeper, please go to lovealwaysjess.com/get started to find out more ways that you can work with me. May your day and week ahead be filled with love. See you next week.